If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two. Okay, here we go. Thank you so much. I think we had a little bit of an audio problem toward the end of hour number one. So thank you for that feedback as it was crackling in and out. Tiger is our director and technical expert. So he's on top of that right now. So thank you.
Bam.
Again, looking for more likes, keep those thumbs up. And again, if you want to call us with a question or comment, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Better still, right there on Facebook, right there, Facebook Live, and we'll get to as many as possible. Do we see any questions so far?
Well, you know, prior to the
break, yeah, you wanted to continue that thought, John.
We were talking about the delicious tomato
right.
That holds the world's record for the largest tomato right now at like over seven and a half pounds. And we were talking about how many Zachariah in the East Coast used to grow this tomato every year, and then she would put it in the fair to try to win for the largest tomato in the fair, just like a giant pumpkin contest.
Mm-hmm.
And every year she picked, saved the seeds from the biggest tomatoes. So eventually they started to market her selection, which is called Big Zach. And Big Zach right now frequently produces tomatoes 3 to 5 pounds. And we do sell that on our website, by the way. Grafted, it really produces a lot of fruit.
And it's a good sandwich tomato.
Well, yeah, and the flavor is awesome because it came from Delicious Tomato, which was named Delicious because of its flavor. But the whole reason I wanted to get into this story is that we had a listener send us a picture of the Virginia Sweets tomato that he grew last year. And last year, I think, was the first year we offered Virginia Sweets. And the one that he had, and this is up in Salem, Oregon, the one he had on a scale was a little over 5 pounds.
Just over
right?
5 pounds, yes.
And he sent us another picture of a friend of his whose son was holding one, and he said that he thought that one was close to 7 pounds. He said it might have even been a record winner, but he couldn't. His neighbor was going on vacation. They never weighed the tomato, but they got the picture of the son.
And I'll try to post those on Facebook as soon as I can so you can take a look at what John's talking about.
Yeah, in Virginia Sweets, again, this if you like sweet tomato, it's a great tasting tomato and also got the stripes, so it looks really pretty. So if you like big tomatoes, those are two to try.
How do you, if you have a 7 pound tomato and it's starting to produce, or if you have a plant that's going to produce 7 pound tomatoes, how do you support it?
Well, you just go to it and just say, you're doing really good. Keep it up.
maybe give it some money.
You can hit 7 pounds.
you're talking about what kind of tomato cage do you need something that big?
The cage is one thing because you keep it supported. You keep it upright with a cage.
But
if that branch comes out of the cage
yes, exactly.
and that branch starts to hang over, it'll just snap.
Well,
so how do you support the fruit?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If it's against the wire, it'll snap. But if it's hanging down, it'll probably be okay. If you do need to support the fruit, though, you can support it the same way that people support watermelon if you're growing them on a fence.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people will take nylon stockings and
put the fruit in the stocking.
Well,
this sounds so adult.
Just tie it and hold it up. Or they'll make little straps to actually hold it up.
That allow flexibility so the plant can continue to grow. But, I mean, do they grow those 7-pound tomatoes upright like that, or do they just let them grow kind of on the ground?
Well, first of all, 7 pounds is a world record.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of them.
Would you say most of them are going to be like closer to 3 to 4 pounds?
Well, you know, the Virginia Sweets really is coming in at 4 and 5 pounds.
Wow. On a regular basis.
But now Sharon said that, see, the other thing about these big tomatoes, to get one that size, you've got to pull off all the other tomatoes.
Oh,
so all the strength goes into that. But with a grafted tomato, the root system is so big that it can support a lot. So Sharon Asakawa told us that her father-in-law grew big Zach tomatoes, and that he had, I think she said that at one time she picked 10 tomatoes that were over 3 pounds apiece, all at the same time.
Dale just made a comment on Facebook on this very same topic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see his comment there?
About there being an 8-pounder.
8-pounder.
And on the world record list, Dan Sutherland in the United States on August 30th of 2016 grew a tomato that was 8.61 pounds in Walla Walla, Washington.
He's a weightlifter as well. I find that interesting.
That's where they grow the Walla Walla onions.
Ooh, those are so delicious.
What are onions? Now, onions, John, are good for you in so many ways, but what specifically does an onion do for you? In terms of just keeping you healthy,
nothing for me.
Well, you no, but
I can't. I can't stand the smell of taste onions or garlic anymore.
But I don't really care about what you think.
Yeah, but I mean, in general, onions for you know somebody who's looking to stay healthy. What do they give you?
I remember Napoleon complaining one time about how
you knew Napoleon.
How his
I remember
how
Napoleon
his army could be expected to fight without onions.
Okay. So,
I don't know. Why don't you look into that and let us know?
Vim and vigor. It gives you energy. It gives you strength.
I don't know.
It doesn't help you grow tall. We know that.
No, no, no. There's a couple dietitians who've recommended never eating an onion.
Well, I don't like that.
No.
Because I love onions and garlic all the time. I mean, my two favorites. Put onions on everything.
All right.
There's an awkward silence.
I just don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
So did the new world record holder for the tomato, you said, was 8 pounds, 4 ounces?
8.61 pounds.
8.61, okay. Did you have the variety on that tomato?
Oh.
Yeah. That would be interesting to know if it was also a delicious.
Good question.
But anyway, once you get over 5 pounds on a tomato, that's
just
ridiculous.
I can't imagine slicing that big sucker.
Well, beefsteak tomatoes are, you know, usually what you think of as a big tomato, right?
Right.
As a beefsteak, those are a pound.
I mean,
well, 1 pound tomato is a big tomato.
You know what? 8 pounds is a newborn baby.
I wonder what you would do with
that. Look at it that
way. If you had an 8-pound tomato, what would you make with it?
You'd have to make one of those huge 12-inch deli sandwiches, or 12-foot. Not 12-inch, but, you know, a big 12-foot deli sandwich. That's what I would do.
I'd make salsa.
A lot of salsa.
Yeah.
Do you remember that song, Guantanamera?
Yeah, by the, was it the Sandpipers?
Yeah. When that came out, that must have come out in the early 70s.
No, before that. Well, anyway, but yes.
Because I was living in an apartment in East Lansing, Michigan. I was going to Michigan State at the time. And our neighbor, who was, they were nice people. I wouldn't say he was the smartest person around. But he liked the tune of that song. But, you know, in Michigan, not a lot of people spoke Spanish back then.
Right.
Or even knew what Spanish was. I mean, I remember we didn't even know what to do with an avocado if we saw one. But he thought the song, he would go around singing the song, and he would sing One Ton Tomato. I picked a one ton tomato.
I don't think we have that song in our library anymore. Yeah. Even if we did,
Facebook would
pull our show off.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because of, even though the music is licensed, but, you know, we're not going to get into that.
But anyway, I guess the point of all the tomato talk is that there's large tomatoes, there's small tomatoes, right. There are tomatoes for different uses.
How come nobody talks about the world's smallest tomato?
Good question.
Well, we used to sell the world's smallest tomato plant.
Yeah, but the world's smallest.
It was called, Tiger and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. It's called Micro Tom.
Micro Tom.
Right. And you plant it in a 4-inch pot.
And leave it there.
And leave it there. Never outgrows that
right.
pot. It's about the size of your fist, not much bigger. And has little tiny tomatoes all over it. But that one was genetically engineered or genetically altered. It wasn't
modified, would they say, genetically modified?
Yeah, it wasn't natural. Microtom. Not a lot of markets for that. I don't know really what you would.
Yeah, what would you? Yeah, really. Yeah, there's no reason for it.
No.
No reason for that. Are you getting any email questions, John?
Well, I don't know. While you're entertaining people, I can go to.
We're too busy jib jabbering to wondering what other people are thinking. But I was going to say that. Right now, we were talking about doing a Facebook Live video at the nursery to kind of talk about what's coming up, what's
right.
in season,
yes.
some of the different plants. And John and I, before the show, were talking about another nursery in the region, and they were mentioning what they were bringing in mm-hmm. this time of year. And back to Bobby's conversation, that people have to realize that just because it's always in a nursery doesn't mean it's always what you should buy.
Let's
and
talk
this
more
time
about
of year,
that. Yeah.
It's really important.
Let's talk more about that after the break on the other side.
And
as
we
they
do
say.
Have some email questions we can go over.
Beautiful. Email questions, stores that are bringing in various plants that maybe you do or do not want to buy. Lots of things happening. Questions, comments on Facebook. This is Garden America. Brian, John, Tiger, we're coming right back.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com.
Back here on Garden America, it is John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Mann. Welcome Facebook Live as we continue. We have questions. I know Tiger was in the middle of talking about something in terms of the various plants and things that are arriving in some of the stores right now. But we do have a phone call at 855-424-9825 from San Diego. Welcome to the show. Is it Evelyn or Evelyn?
Yes, it's Evelyn. E-B-E-L-Y-N. Evelyn.
Well, thank you. Nice name. Beautiful name. Thank you for calling. How can we help you? What's your question?
I'm Spanish speaking. I'm from Puerto Rico, and I always say that all my life I've been saying Evelyn. So, but I'm here. I need to twitch my tongue.
No, but it's anyway, a beautiful name.
Thank you. I always listen to the program here in San Diego, and I was listening this morning, and happened to be that I didn't get the name of the book of Bobby Schwartz. Is her name? And can you give me her name and the title of her book?
Yeah, so it's Bobbi Schwartz, and that's B-O-B-B-I-E, and her last name Schwartz is S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And the book title is Garden Renovation, Transform Your Yard into the Garden of Your Dreams. And
can you repeat that? Gardening innovation, you said?
No, garden renovation. So two words, garden
renovation.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. See.
And then transform your yard into the garden of your dreams.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, if you look at, if you just Google garden renovation, I'm sure it'll come up.
No. You Google garden renovation, a thousand things will come up.
Yeah, hold on.
You do garden renovation Amazon.
There you go.
On Amazon is what I meant.
And I'll post the link on our Facebook, too, so people can go there.
Great.
If you sign up for our newsletter, we usually put the links, like when we were interviewing Bobby, the newsletter comes out on Friday, and you could see she's going to be on the show. You know, would have her book and a link right to Amazon to be able to buy it if you wanted.
Oh, great. Fantastic. That is something that I need to give to my daughter, my youngest daughter. She's 28 now, and she's she's very creative, and she's very, very interested in starting, you know, planting, and she's been very interested in this. So this is going to be a good present for her. And for
sounds
me.
Perfect.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. I really love your program. Every Saturday, I listen to the program while I'm doing my chores here at home. Thank you. I'm very, very interesting, very, very intelligent, very smart people and giving information to us. So have a beautiful
your check is in the mail. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Take care. Do you think she likes the show?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what she thought of the show. No, thank you very much. We do appreciate the phone call. And, to get our newsletter, you simply go to GardenAmerica.com. That's GardenAmerica.com. On the homepage there, you can sign up for the newsletter. As John mentioned, it talks about upcoming guests. We post pictures. There's always great articles and usually links to the person we're speaking with if there's a website or something or a direct contact that you need to know about.
We had a question on Facebook from Rick.
Yes.
He says that, I'm just curious, who develops the rootstock for grafted tomatoes? He said, I would imagine that's a science unto itself. And it's true.
Very good.
There's now over 100 rootstocks available for tomatoes, depending on what the use is going to be. Most of those for greenhouse culture,
okay,
not for garden culture. And when we, over at Plug Connection, we were testing for rootstocks for a company that produced those type of tomatoes just for the rootstocks. And at that time, we had 60 that we were testing in the greenhouse for them.
Hmm.
And I remember they would come in and they would evaluate them. They would check them every couple weeks. And when they were done with the test, we had to make sure that they got every plant back so they could destroy it and it wasn't available to anyone else.
Right. Hey, just before the break, in fact, we've got a break coming up in about 2.5 minutes here. Tiger, you talked about this time of the year, stores getting plants and flowers and things in that are probably going to really entice people to buy things they may not be familiar with.
Well, it's hard because it's wintertime. And if you were to truly walk into a nursery this time of year, it would be hard to find something of enticement to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of places do, will bring in things from greenhouses or out of their region. They'll put them out there. People will see them. They get enticed to buy it because it looks good.
Looks
it's
good.
Blooming.
Right.
Everything's looking good. And then they get it home, and within a day or two, it begins to dwindle. And so most of the time, your local garden center won't do that. They'll mostly focus on things that are good for your region, good for that time of year, and they'll focus on plants that are going to make you successful. Now, the chain or box stores, they focus on trying to, you know, get you to buy something no matter what, and whether the product just came from Florida and you're in Ohio or, you know, whatever it is,
right,
they'll have it there, and you'll take it home and you won't be successful. So just really be cognizant of what's going on during this time of year specifically, because it's such a hard time of year for the garden centers right now when it comes to having something beautiful and nice.
Sure.
Now, there are the plants that do well. I mean, you know, cyclamen, very cold tolerant blooming plant right now. That's not a problem. But again, you just have to kind of watch what's there and what you're buying. And then also the region. I mean, like I were mentioning, there was a local nursery that brought in some plants that weren't particularly great for our region, but they were looking good right now for the grower that had them. And, you know, maybe 6 months from now, maybe 2 months from now, that's going to be a hard plant to take care of because our climate is so hot and so dry. And this plant loves rain and cooler weather. And so, you know, just kind of doing a little bit of investigation. And the nice thing about it is nowadays everybody has information at their fingertips. When you walk into a nursery and you see a plant that you like, search it.
Yeah, exactly.
Find out some information. Find out the zone that it lives in. Find out where it will do well, where it doesn't do well, and what it needs, and you should be really successful.
And you are probably better off buying from a nursery than a big box store. Because,
oh, definitely.
Because the nursery is going to have, for the most part, they're going to have answers to your questions.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do. If they don't, they will research it. A big box store, you know, you go from, you know, the tool department, you know, to the garden department, and they may not have the necessary knowledge that you need and those questions answered. So try to go to a nursery.
Yeah.
However, if you don't have questions, there's no reason you can't go into a big box store and buy something that you know
I think there's a lot of reasons, John. But
I think a lot of the big box stores have great selections of cactus and succulents.
They do. I just know that when I've gone in there, when I ask a question, sometimes they really don't have the answer.
Well, you should be calling Garden America on Saturday and getting your answers.
You know what? There you go. I'm going to do that. Hey, we're going to come right back. More questions right there. Facebook Live, this is Garden America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Great show this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in right there, Facebook Live. Your questions, your comments, having a good time. If you want to call us, number still works, 855-424-9825. John has email questions, also questions on Facebook Live.
Right, we got a lot to get to.
Yeah, let's get to it right now. Which direction do you want to go, John?
Well, let's do email one real quick.
Okay.
This is from Steve in Simi Valley. It says, hello, guys. I have a question. Is rustic motif a garden design?
Rustic motif.
Rustic motif.
Yeah, he says, I think that's what I have.
Rustic motif. That should be my on-air name.
It could
that.
Be.
Rusty sculptures?
Could be. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think of the garden company back east. It's a big mail order company. We've had Tony on our show before. God, what's the name of his
Tony,
company? Plant Delights. Plant Delights Nursery. He also has a botanical garden around his nursery, and as you walk through it, you'll be walking along, and you'll see a sink in the ground.
It's just a random sink.
Yeah, and it's like he went to the junkyard, bought a bunch of junk back, and just put it throughout
the
garden.
So incorporated that into the landscape.
Yeah, you go a little further, and there's a toilet, and he's planted the inside of it, and
okay.
So, yeah, Steve, anything can be a motif.
Do it. But I think what Steve's saying is, this is just the way my garden looks naturally. I didn't do anything to it.
I kind of think he is, too.
But, Steve, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because I remember a phone call or an email where he said something has died.
No, it's always just going overboard.
It's out of control. What else you have, John?
Whoops. I just clicked out of that.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Tom.
Okay, so on Facebook, we had Laura who wrote, I have a blackberry and boysenberry plant. The fruit is delicious, but I always have to inspect each berry before it's eaten because of tiny worms. I don't put any kind of insecticide in any of the plants, but now feel perhaps I need to save the harvest. Any ideas on what the little critter is and that is laying the eggs in the berries, and how do I prevent that?
So, and they've got to be very small, obviously.
Yeah. So usually on those berries, it's a small kind of white transparent worm, which kind of will end up developing into being a fruit fly. So that's the most common. I mean, obviously there's a ton of different bugs, but that's probably the most common one. And for that,
can they just wash that off or not?
No, because usually it's eggs.
They're
inside.
Okay.
Almost like maggots.
So you've got to stop the process.
Yeah, you got to stop the process. I would recommend spinosad because that's probably one of the best.
And it's safe.
One of the best products to use for any kind of chewing insects, and it's safe to use on your fruits and vegetables, and it's safe for other beneficial insects. But one of the things that I also heard of that people do with that is if they don't want to use any pesticides or anything on it, what you can do is you can take your harvest and bring it into the kitchen. Fill a big bowl or a sink with water, put a good amount of salt in it, so it's like a little bit like salt water,
okay,
and put your berries into it. After about 10 minutes, all the worms will float to the top and separate themselves from the fruit, leaving you with nice clean fruit that you can just wash off.
Oh, what a great idea.
If you don't get any worms after that, then you either didn't have any or you didn't add enough salt. So,
wow. So
that's something that I heard that people can do is that the salt water helps
it kill separates them and they float to the top.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
So, but you got to leave it in there for a solid 10 minutes.
So John's going to try peeling a banana the way we suggested, and he's going to try your method, the salt method.
I never heard of that.
The banana?
The banana thing?
The banana idea.
You've never watched
I read about that.
National Geographic documentary on monkeys.
We're talking about during the break, and most people take the end of a banana and peel it.
Right.
If you go to the other side, where I guess the stalk where it grew, there's a dark circle there. You just,
No. The stalk where it grew is the part
the
you're
stem.
Talking
okay, right.
About.
So the opposite.
The opposite side.
The other side, where that little black button, I call it, just push on that, and the banana will open up.
Yep.
And that's how monkeys do it. Also, Tiger said sometimes you break it in half. But anyway, I read that method about pushing into the button, and it does work. The banana opens right up.
You break it in half,
up.
It's not edible.
Let's see. John likes, you like green bananas or
no,
the opposite?
No.
You like them when they're about ready to make banana bread. That's what
no,
you
that's
like.
That's too far.
That's too
but
far.
They need to be ripe. The skin needs to be yellow, not green, with just a few black spots.
Okay, so wait till it's just beyond the green,
yeah.
And then try that method of peeling the banana when you push on that little button.
Yeah, speaking of bananas,
black
you ever
button,
bite off
it.
More than you can chew? I think I'm doing that in the garden.
What are you doing? Is it out of control?
No, but you know how I tend to overdo it with roses?
Yes.
Well, we just got involved with trying to help out vintage gardens up in Sebastopol, California.
So you're going
to
grow things for them?
No, but we're taking part of their collection, which is 1,000 hybrid teas and floribundas, and bringing them down to Bonsall, where we can maintain that collection for them. Because his collection was close to 5,000 roses. And that's a lot to maintain. And it's just too difficult. So,
how do you maintain your backyard? You and your staff,
barely,
right? Your staff.
Barely.
I mean,
my staff broke. I need to get a new one. But the other thing that I'm in the middle of right now is that I'm trying to import roses, and I just got an order of 70 roses placed that's going to be coming from France in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, because you offered me roses before the show, right?
Yeah, but the thing with the ones coming from France is they're going to be quarantined, so I have to have them inspected by the Department of Agriculture, and then they have to stay in the same spot for 2 years. Before they release them, and I can do whatever I want with them at that point. So that's 70 there.
2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Boy.
I know.
Who knows where we're going to be in 2 years?
I know where those roses are going to be.
Just find me a George
Burns. That's a lot of pressure to keep them alive.
Find me a George Burns rose, please. That's all I want.
You should be able to get a George Burns.
I haven't
rose.
Seen any.
Well, we have some roses coming from, let's see, where is it? In Germany, 16... Eichen Rosenschlotze.
You can't say that on the air, by the way.
Yeah, we just got beeped.
And I think that means 16 oaks.
How long do those have to be quarantined?
16 oaks, rose treasures, maybe. Rosenschlotze. Our German listeners out there might know. But it's really difficult to get the roses in from Germany for some reason. France seems to be much easier at this time.
Any other questions? I know we're getting off on a tangent here. I want to make sure we cover everything.
So you don't like talking about roses?
No, I do. I want to make sure we cover the questions and we can go back to the roses.
Well, I have a question for you.
Hope I can answer it.
Have you planted your winter vegetable garden yet?
I have not. I'm going to buy the Garden America seeds for that. I'm going to dig a little trough on each side.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it right this time.
But when?
Should I do it now?
You should. Yeah, before it gets too hot.
I'll either need to go down and see Tiger or have him bring me the seeds next week and then do a little transaction.
You do need to go see Tiger.
Because I support our company.
By the way, we got a Facebook message for Tiger's daughter, Tasia.
Yeah.
Did she wave, Tasia?
She waved.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Grandpa.
Her grandpa was saying hi to her.
There's also another Facebook question from a listener. Did you wrap up what you were talking about with your Rosenschlotzens?
Sure. Rosenschlotzen.
Rosenschlotzen.
Rick was asking, if you have good soil amendments, do you really need to add mycorrhizae? I see it everywhere for sale up here. And I don't know. I mean, yes and no. If you are a gardener that is organic and they use fertilizers that are natural and you take care of the soil, mycorrhizae should grow by themselves, and they should be flourishing, and
right.
You should be developing.
Based upon those other things you put in there.
Exactly, and you shouldn't need to add it, kind of a thing.
Right.
But if you are the gardener that maybe isn't taking care of the soil, maybe every once in a while you use a product like Triple 15, but for the most part, maybe you do use a natural fertilizer.
Or the soil just might not have that much organic material
in it. Yeah, right. Or you're not good at composting or mulching or anything like that, that's when you would probably be the more be more inclined to add mycorrhizae to the soil. Or if you're transferring a garden from that.
Then you want to establish it.
Exactly. From that kind of dead basic soil to something better. If this is kind of new for you, then in adding the mycorrhizae would be a good.
That's like people, if they have a proper diet, they don't really need to take vitamin supplements.
Right.
But since most of us don't have the proper diet, we take supplements to give us what we need that we don't normally get.
What if you're a bit of a hypochondriac and you just
take
have
them
to
anyways.
Take things? Yeah.
That's what I do.
Take any pill?
Hypochondriac.
I like taking pills.
It is 45 minutes after the hour for those keeping track, and we thank you for watching us on Facebook. Give us those likes. We appreciate it. It's going to help the show in the long run. We've got one more segment coming up. 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. Or Facebook. Questions, comments on Facebook Live. I'm Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7272 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7272.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Facebook Live and the BizTalk Radio Network, streaming wherever you are. By the way, you can download the BizTalk Radio app and take us wherever you go. Also, obviously, if you have Facebook, you can do that too, as we broadcast live on Facebook every week and also talking about the possibility of even after the show sometime or even some other time going down to the nursery and just doing a special Facebook Live on location. How about that?
You keep teasing me with that.
How about that? We don't have to be on the radio to do
Facebook
Live.
It's been a long time since I've been to Tiger's Nursery.
I was there in July.
Were you?
That's when I was when I bought the vegetables. And I'll be going back again.
I'm trying to think if I was there this century.
This century.
It's only been there since what, 1906?
Yeah, 1910.
1910. So right about the time people were starting to drive.
Wow.
Oh, and 7 years after the
Wright
brothers. That
explains why there's no parking over there. No one had cars.
Nobody had cars at the
time. You know,
it's
that hitching post.
It's just like they took this nursery and placed it in a nice neighborhood. Just all the houses and quiet residential, and there's the nursery. My favorite part of the nursery is down the office where he works.
It's like a dungeon.
Below in the dungeon. I like that. Out of the way, down low. Nobody knows what you're doing.
Hey, we got an email from Rick. And said that he was just looking over some of the products for sale on our website.
Yes.
And he saw some green beans because we have a Garden America selection of seeds. Some really good seeds, by the way. And
our seeds are very good, by the way.
Now's a good time to start your tomatoes, and especially in California, and peppers indoors for planting out later. And he just wanted to pass on that at their farmer's market last year, the top green bean for sales was one called Crockett, as in Davy.
As in Davy, yes.
Yeah.
We think alike.
So I was just passing that information along.
So you have to go to GardenAmerica.com for what we're talking about here, for what we have for sale, and a lot of things. Talking about that trip to England coming up July 1st, go to our website, GardenAmerica.com. The itinerary is on the homepage. And also, if you want to receive the newsletter, you need to receive the newsletter. Also, go to GardenAmerica.com. Great newsletter.
Excellent info.
John does a lot of work and puts a lot into it every week.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of having a guest author every week.
Well, you were...
To do the newsletter?
To do the newsletter.
It's a lot of work. It takes time.
It does.
Well, you kind of did have a guest author, and we should invite her to be on the show sometime soon. You were mentioning Tatiana from Top Tropicals?
Top Tropicals in Florida. Now, by the way, did she recover from the hurricane that was down there several months ago?
You know, I haven't talked to her since then, so I really don't know.
Well, she's going to be on this. When is she? Are we going to have her on soon? Or
no? I don't know. It's up to Tiger. He schedules all our guests. By the way,
gatekeeper.
If you know someone that you would think that we should talk to,
There's a great idea.
Send the information to Tiger, and
yeah,
he'll see if he can get them on the air.
Yeah, somebody that you want to hear from, we'll do that. What else? Yeah, what else, John? We got a few minutes to go here. We talked about the we still have a few slots left if you want to go to England with us, and that is in July. But go to our website, to GardenAmerica.com, for that information.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to someone on Thursday who is going to Australia and New Zealand for a month and is back. I think she's leaving the end of February and coming back the end of March, and happened to mention to her about our trip to England, and mm-hmm. she goes, "Oh, that's one of my favorite places. Maybe I'll come."
Good. So there's another slot. I said, "Yeah, possibly taken up."
There's only 7 or 8 slots left. So go to GardenAmerica.com and take a look. You know, I also wanted to mention when we were talking about Tiger was talking about making sure that the plants being offered for sale are plants that are going to do well in the situation you're going to put them in, depending on the time of the year, and in I'll talk about San Diego and the areas right around San Diego County anyway, because that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in some stores peppers and squash and eggplant for sale.
Right now?
Yeah. And I can almost promise, because there's always an exception to every rule, but I can almost promise close to 100% that you have zero chance of those being successful if you plant them now.
And that's exactly what we talked about today.
And also, not only that, with the peppers, they won't always just die. They just won't ever produce a pepper. They'll grow just mildly and sometimes be okay, but then they won't produce a pepper because they'll be going for so long.
Yeah, they get stunted. The roots just aren't happy. A lot of those plants really like warm soil temperatures before they grow. Anything with kind of a tropical origin.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you get much rain yesterday?
I didn't get any rain.
Didn't get any rain at all,
No, did you?
Yeah, it spit a little bit. Enough to get the car dirty.
I think we had a little drizzle late in the evening, maybe around.
And I washed my car on Thursday, so that was well worth it.
I got a little bit, but I'm glad that I get rain now because I have a swimming pool, and that means I don't have to worry about trying to fill it up later on.
Well, that 2 inches should have helped.
Oh, it helped a lot.
Do you have that constant vacuuming going on all the time?
Uh-huh. Not all the time. Right now, during this time of year, I don't have to run it for very long. But
the pH and, you know, doing what, you know, all this and making, you know.
Exactly.
When my wife lived in Michigan, they had a poodle that I think got hit in the head with a baseball when her brothers were playing out front.
So that's sad.
Yeah.
It was always a little strange after that. But her.
Well, you would know. You're a good one to talk about that, the head injury. So, yes.
I didn't get hit with the baseball.
Yeah, but same thing.
But anyway, so her stepmother really resented this poodle because it would always go to the bathroom on the floor, never outside. And it was kind of mean, but to get even with the poodle, her stepmother would always...
To get even?
I love it.
Pull out the vacuum cleaner and chase it around the house because it hated the vacuum cleaner. It just went nuts. But, I mean, it wasn't the poor dog's fault that it got hit with the baseball.
No. But
I can see you not being able to deal with that.
There's a lot of things I want to say right now, but filter. I got to think filter. You can think it, but it's not always appropriate to say them.
Well, I think sometimes you just get so frustrated. That probably was a relatively mild thing to do to the poodle.
Hey, we're wrapping up.
Never really mistreated it.
We're wrapping things up. That's going to do it. Last-minute thoughts quickly. John, go to our website, GardenAmerica.com.
Yeah, we've been talking about planting your garden and renovating your garden. You know, now's the time to start thinking about your vegetable garden.
I'm thinking about
what kind of seeds you're going to put in, and definitely reserve your plants now at GardenAmerica.com.
And I'll make sure you're there when I come by.
Yeah. And I will say bone meal is a good fertilizer, but not a good rabbit repellent. Didn't work out for me.
You speak from experience. Hey, thank you so much. I want to thank Zach, Jeremiah, Brandon, all the boys from the mothership keeping us on the air. Thank you for tuning in, listening, and watching us on Facebook Live. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a safe week. We'll do it again next weekend. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.